A cold snap last winter squeezed homeless shelters and programs in Charlotte. So did government budget cuts later in the year. But with the return of cold weather and after a bit of fundraising, advocates for the homeless say they're ready for this winter. WFAE's David Borek has this report.
When temperatures plunged into the teens last January, Charlotte shelters were packed.
At one point, we had over 100 additional men that were in the shelter. We didn't have necessarily cots or beds or mats for everyone, but at least it was warm and it was dry, and we were able to provide food and shelter for those folks on those nights.
That's Stephanie Chateau of the Men's Shelter of Charlotte, speaking recently on WFAE Charlotte Talks. Mecklenburg County eventually opened a temporary emergency shelter, though not fast enough to satisfy some elected officials. Chateau says they learned lessons last winter and are trying to get ahead of the game this year. Her organization operates two shelters with more than 400 beds for homeless men. In August, they completed a $5.8 million renovation at the shelter on North Tryon Street.
It provided privacy in the showers. It provided pods for our guests, so it's not just an open bunk style. Each guest has their own space that they share, maybe with one other guest. They have their own locker.
Corporate and individual donations paid for the work. That was a funding bright spot in a year when the men's shelter and other Mecklenburg County social service programs also had to fight to keep $500,000 in funding from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. FEMA told the men's shelter, the Loaves and Fishes food pantry, and other programs that the county's poverty rate is no longer high enough to qualify for shelter aid. After lobbying by the agencies and local elected officials, the funding was restored for this year, says Laura Clark of the United Way of Central Carolinas, which oversees the program.
I think we have to be prepared to not get those funds again. And what was wonderful to see this past year was both how our partners came together to advocate. We had some elected officials help us advocate at the national level as well. But then we had the faith community really show up and come together.
In Charlotte's annual homeless census last winter, officials counted nearly 1,700 homeless people in the city and county. That was up 13% from the one-night count in 2017. But that census doesn't count the estimated thousands more who live out of their cars or couch surf with friends or relatives. Pedro Perez runs Charlotte Family Housing, which helps working families who find themselves homeless.
Sometimes it's because the business that they were working in went belly up and could no longer employ them. Sometimes it's because the rent went up and they could no longer afford the rent itself, and the work that they were doing were not paying living wage.
Charlotte Family Housing houses up to 25 families in three facilities at a time, or about 250 families a year. But it, too, has had financial troubles. After losing United Way and county funds, the group closed two of its three sites for a couple of months this summer. Perez says that gave them time to raise donations from churches and local corporations and to renovate one site, an apartment building on the plaza. They're all open now.
By January, end of January, we'll be at full capacity with families. And so with respect to the cold weather, we'll be housing 25 families and their children, and they will be in a warm, safe place for the time that they're in our shelter until we move them to subsidized housing.
Finally, another Charlotte transitional housing program appears to have avoided shutting down. Gracious Hands hosts five women and their children at a time, helping them move into permanent housing. They've been fighting eviction from their leased home in West Charlotte, but now a donor is buying them a new four-bedroom home, says Director Sanja Chisholm.
These women were definitely facing homelessness again, had the doors of Gracious Hands closed. But now that we've been blessed with this angel, we don't have to worry about those things.
Chisholm hopes Gracious Hands will be able to move into its new home in early January. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.